Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs. Talk about songs. Talk about songs.
Don't tell the other themes, but you might be my favorite coffee house. Hello! Welcome back to Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs' Weird Al versus Everybody season. It is episode 3. If you thought it was episode 2, there's some information you might need. Co-host Mark Blankenship, do you want to tell the listeners what they might be missing out on if they're not part of our Patreon page?
Hell yes, I do. This season, we are pitting 24 Weird Al Yankovic parodies up against the original songs that inspired them in a series of thrilling head-to-head matches. But to be able to hear all of the episodes in this season, you must become a patron of our show at patreon.com/mastis, because fully half of the season will only be available to our Patreon supporters. Now, you can become a patron at any level, $3 or higher, and you will get access to these episodes. And if you go up even a little bit more, you'll get to vote in these thrilling contests, and you'll get extra episodes on top of that delivered just to you. So we hope that you will join us, because truly, we are trying to determine who wins in the battle of Weird Al versus everyone. And I'd like to also give a special shout out to you, Sarah, for realizing that that season title is a perfect little acronym for the word wave.
Yes.
Wave.
Sound wave. Catch the wave. Last time we contemplated Another One Bites the Dust / Another One Rides the Bus, there were a lot of fart noises and much laughter, and we would love to have you join us for all of the episodes in this season and almost 8 years worth of Patreon-only content. So no matter where you're coming in from, we're glad that you're here so that we can break it down under the bridge. Mark, please tell the listeners what we're contemplating today.
Okay, so on the one hand, we've got Weird Al Yankovic's Bedrock Anthem, which tells the story of the Flintstones, set to different music than the theme song of the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is a dual parody of both Under the Bridge and Give It Away by Red Hot Chili Peppers. The opening of the song is more Under the Bridge. The rest of the song is more Give It Away. And it's also just an opportunity for Weird Al to flex the funk, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to say. And, you know, considering that in the last few episodes we've explored Amish Paradise, which is hip hop, and Another One Bites the Dust, which is rock / glam rock. It's wild that here we are in yet another genre, Sarah. One of the things that I have really come to respect even more deeply in doing the prep for this season is the fact that Weird Al Yankovic is not afraid of tackling any genre.
No, he's not. And if the video calls for him to be shirtless, he's not afraid to do that either. I will also note, not for the first or last time, that so much of the sort of strength of the tie to the original in Weird Al's parodies involves the videos. So in this, you know, famously non-visual medium of podcasting, we'll do the best we can to also pay homage to and describe those aspects of the satirization. But I would be remiss if I did not note that the bee girl from the Blind Melon video takes a licking and does not keep on ticking in Weird Al's version. But I guess we should back up and begin with the original. Shall we hear a clip, or do you have any more scene-setting information?
I will just say this, in case you are not someone who remembers the early 90s or was doing other things that didn't involve MTV and popular music, it is hard to overstate how omnipresent the Red Hot Chili Peppers were early 90s.
Truly, truly.
I don't know if you have this in your mind, Sarah, but the album cover of Blood Sugar Sex Magik, where they're all four of them are around the perimeter of the album and all their tongues are out, I feel like I can close my eyes and see it. I could recreate it for a sketch artist, is what I'm saying. And I didn't even own that album.
Yeah. And you didn't need to, because at least 70% of the people your age did. Like, it's one of those things that was like an almost Where's Waldo-esque item in dorm rooms at that time for me, that it was somewhere in the dorm room.
Is it like the Frank Sinatra mugshot poster?
Yes.
This?
Yes. And Klimt's The Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or some S.L. Adams poster. Yes, absolutely. Like, you had to have 3 out of those 5 items or you were not allowed to continue at college.
You were expelled, frankly. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that's important to remember about Red Hot Chili Peppers, and again, maybe this is just me, but there was a cover of Rolling Stone magazine in which the 4 members of the band were naked except for some tube socks over their gentlemanly parts.
Oh, sure.
And for my burgeoning homosexual self, that was an important magazine cover, is what I will tell you.
Because you cared about tube socks.
That's right. I needed
to see them disrespected.
I liked fashion, and that was all I was considering. I was reading it for the articles, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, here is a little taste. I only clipped Give It Away because that's really the bulk of what Weird Al is parodying. But here's a taste of the loud, fast funk of the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Give It Away.
Sure. It's funny, like, I mean, Under the Bridge was like, it was everywhere, and it was quite atypical of the band, I think, generally. Like, the rest of this album I did not have a ton of use for. Like, if I never have to hear Suck My Kiss again, I'm all set with the kissing and the sucking. And the Mying. But Under the Bridge really was this like story song about Anthony Kiedis' struggle with addiction that is it's a biographical song. And I thought that I think he was like sort of initially reluctant to do it, and they found just like some things that he had been writing about in his journal and were like, well, let's just see if there's like a chord progression that we could make something out of this. And then he sort of, you know, got the fever. But it's like, I think that's the lead in the obit song for them, probably for people who are just like in the world and not super fans. Would you agree?
Yes. Oh, hands down, because even their later songs that broke into the top 10, which would be Scar Tissue and Danny California, those songs are basically just Under the Bridge again. To me, I mean, listen, I'm not a super fan. If I were a super fan, perhaps I would be able to really differentiate for you the 3 power ballads by Red Hot Chili Peppers that were big mainstream hits. But your single word response to that clip also defines my relationship to this band, which is just, okay, fine.
Yeah, like, I feel like this might be a band also that's like, it's much more for straight boys, and there's things that happen on that frequency that you and I, Mr. Blankenship, are not.
It's true.
And you know can what? Translate it for us, but something is lost.
And you know what? Okay. That is fine. Like, not everything has to be for everyone. And Red Hot Chili Peppers are clearly for many people. But there's just a certain sweaty, unwashed, heterosexual male energy to the Red Hot Chili Peppers that I have never quite connected to. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I understand that for some people this really is like sex magic, but I just never thought it was that sexy.
Yeah, so, totally. With all due respect to that aforementioned Rolling Stone cover, there's something about the way that this band approaches nudity that just, I agree with you, it just isn't sexy. Flea's dick is out all the time. And I'm just like, yet it's not sexy to me.
Yeah. Like, who hasn't seen Anthony Kiedis's nipples?
Yeah.
No one.
Dr. Zizmore has seen them.
I mean, truly, Dr. Phil has seen them. Every doctor has seen them.
The second, third, and fourth dogs that played Benji, they've all seen them.
With all of that said, Under the Bridge is really a great song.
Yes.
But what was striking to me about Weird Al's take on them as sort of a pair is that he only, like, he had such a good ear for, like, not going too hard at Under the Bridge. Because yeah. I think he must have known what the whole story was behind that. And he's like, that's not, like, I'm not trying to check that.
Right.
Yeah, like, and I also got the feeling that he had had this Flintstones idea for a while. And he tried it on a bunch of different shit. And then he was like, oh, finally. Just kind of meathead yelling that is popular that fits with the subject matter. So to pair it mostly with Give It Away and just kind of have the intro of Under the Bridge and then be like, respect, we're not making fun of your recovery journey. We'll be over here talking about giant meat racks. Like, I respect that he respected the story behind it.
Yeah, I think that's really astute. And that will play into a conversation we'll have to have in a couple of episodes about Weird Al choosing when to pull punches.
But yeah.
That's not for today's episode.
No, it's not.
But I think that that is a really good point. And I think I've never even thought about that before, but I bet you're right. And I also bet you're right that in earlier iterations of Weird Al albums, he was trying to make Flintstones like Fetch happen. Like on the album Even Worse, he does a La Bamba parody called simply Lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And I can totally imagine him being like, it's the Flintstones. Nope, doesn't quite work. Let me try something else.
Like every single, he's like with you and his Billboard charts, and he's like trying to get Flintstones shit to scan. And like every week, it's like, and then finally, in the early 90s, the Chili's made it happen.
Yeah. So without further ado,
Oh, talk about shit that someone's been saving, but no, you know, kick. That was great.
Thank you. It just occurred to me. It really, truly did.
Further yabba-dabba-doo. Mark and Sarah. I mean, what else can we say? This episode needs to be over now.
Either one of two things is happening right now. Either we are getting infinitely closer to that fundraising goal that will let us take a tour somewhere in the country to do a live show, or that joke lost us 86% of our current patrons.
It's like in Apollo 13 where he like taps the thing. He's like, this must be wrong. We can't have only 62% oxygen. And he taps it and it's like, pew, 31%. He's like, well, shit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yabba-dabba-doo-stin, we have a problem. Should I just play a clip while we still have a listener?
Yes, here's a clip of Bedrock Anthem.
Me and Barney Loyal order water buffalo. Lodge Brothers Boyle order water buffalo. There's a handshake everybody gotta know. How come ground pooper always gotta run the whole show? Yabba-dabba-yabba-dabba-dabba-doo now. Yabba-dabba-yabba-dabba-dabba-doo now. Yabba-dabba-yabba-dabba-dabba-doo now.
Mark and Sarah. Okay, just kidding. So what did the listener do?
So interestingly, by a margin of about 50%, the patrons voted for Weird Al here.
Huh.
Which I am fascinated by, just simply because for me, I'm going to now reference the second artist that dissed Weird Al in the behind the music episode that we referenced during Coolio's appearance on this show. Coolio dissed them, and Flea dissed him because Flea said, "Yabba dabba dabba do now, that's stupid." And I have to say, Flea's right. I think that to me, Bedrock Anthem is a 20-second idea that got stretched into a full length. And to me, this is not one of Weird Al's most successful parodies, because I just feel that the joke doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't evolve. There's nothing fresh. It's just, I'm going to run through a litany of things about the Flintstones. And we live in a world in which we have the B-52s renaming themselves the BC-52s to record the Flintstones theme for that movie that starred Rosie O'Donnell as Betty. Neither here nor there. That to me, if I need campy Flintstones, that's where I'm going. So for me, I wish that this song in Weird Al's hands had evolved more. But I guess it's also just, I don't think that it's that funny or interesting to reference things from the Flintstones. So to me, this is a definite point to the Peppers, which, let me tell you, this is a narrow instance in which I would ever vote for the Red Hot Chili Peppers over anything.
Well, here's the thing. Flea is not wrong, but Flea needs to remember that repeating "give it away, give it away, give it away" now is also stupid. Yeah. As is "what I got, you gotta get it, put it in you." He's not talking about vitamins. He's talking about his cock. I, who have heard a rock song before, am underwhelmed. I mean,
vitamin D, I guess he's talking about.
Who's got a dick? Fred Flintstone and a question mark? Look, Flea's not wrong, and you're not wrong either, but I still think that lyrically, Weird Al's version is denser and like just doesn't feel... It is shorter than the original, which is too long. I don't think that you're incorrect in your instincts, and if the proportions of Under the Bridge had been different, I would have been like, this is a respect fail, I guess. But I think that he had a good ear for the proportions. I think he finally was like, I have to get this Flintstones material out. Like the Gospel of St. Thomas, if you do not bring forth what is within you, what is within you will destroy you. And he was like, enough with the fucking Boulder scansion jokes. Like, he's with this rhyming dictionary, like, I can't with this. I was not sure how to vote until I got to the end of the Weird Al thing. It was like, I think that this was the best that could have been done with a song that actually isn't much in its original iteration.
Yeah.
I've been talking for a while. No one's listening anymore. I vote Weird Al.
So that means that with a 2-1 vote, Weird Al takes the cake and the giant rack of Brontosaurus ribs.
Yes, he does. And that puts us for the season at Weird Al 2, everybody with one. And really everybody, it's Freddie Mercury's hat with horns in it. Spoiler, I mean, you really should get on the Patreon. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you want to have a vote that counts, you could please vote for a government. Okay. Or you could vote in this tournament. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. The price of what is the expression? The price of democracy is vigilance and also $3.
You know, they say that real change is done at the local level when it comes to elections. And what could be more local than Patreon?
Yeah. I mean, it is, our town is getting smaller by the second, so I guess we should wrap this up.
Yes. Well, listen, this was such a pleasure. I'm so glad we were able to yabba dabba do this together, and I can't wait.
And that's how we lost even Mark's mom.
Well, until next time. Oh, actually, listeners, if you are not listening on Patreon, you are going to miss our next episode, which is when we will talk about Beat It by Michael Jackson and Eat It by Weird Al. So if you want in on the Beat It, Eat It episode, which some might say is one of the definitive episodes of the season, you should definitely come join us at patreon.com/bastos.
You absolutely should. We are a proud member, wherever you're listening to us, of the Bleav Network. You can visit them at bleav.com. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook at mastass.podcast. We're on Instagram at mastasseverywhere. That's all one word. Or just search for Mara Buntenship. And you can email us anytime you like, talkaboutsongs@gmail.com. Once again, the Patreon page is patreon.com/mastass. And if you want to hear Beat It / Eat It, get over there or you won't hear another one either biting the dust or riding the bus or beating it or eating it or why the songs with the little fart, squeaky fart noises on them all end up on Patreon. Who's to say?
No accidents.
Wherever you're listening, thank you, single person. And we will talk to you next time.
Yabba dabba, bye.
Yabba, no. Yabba dabba, don't leave me this way. I've lost my shit.
This is where my...
Wait for it. Folks, this is one of four episodes that we're recording and we've already...
By the time we get to episode four, it'll just be Teddy Ruxpin and screaming. That's just going to be all that we've got.
Teddy Ruxpin. Okay, I'm hitting stop now. This is...
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.